The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Today we are going to enter the future of medicine. I am thrilled to bring you Christine Dinese. She is co-founder of Flavor ID, and she's an integrative health and food therapy specialist and a wellness, lifestyle, and food journalist. She has dedicated her career to helping others understand the science of happiness and its powerful effect on everyday human health by harnessing the power of the epigenetic landscape. And this is a word I really want my listeners to understand, because this is why I think we're entering the future of medicine. There's a lot of talk and a lot of research on how each of us are an individual. We each have a genetic profile. The environment influences that profile, but then in turn dictates how we should eat, how we should sleep, the exercise maybe that's best for us, and even the diseases and medical conditions we may be at risk for. So I am excited to talk to Christine because she has been immersed in this field, which for many of us, we've become aware of only in the last couple of years. So welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you. Excited to be here with you guys today.
Yes. And, you know, this is something I'm really passionate about, by the way. I, you know, am fascinated by how we are learning so much about epigenetics, but I'm also equally fascinated by the fact that the older systems of medicine, like Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, tried so hard to do what epigenetics in some way is trying to provide the science for. It talked a lot about those old systems of medicine, talked a lot about typing people, trying to understand people as individuals, not lumping them into like these sort of generic boxes or cohorts where the average for all is the average, you know, is good for everybody, you know, that kind of mentality. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this field and what that journey was like.
Well, jump right off of what you said with Chinese medicine. I was so fascinated with Chinese medicine when I started studying integrative medicine because of the absolute personalized detail that had been existing for 5,000 years, their system of being able to pinpoint what a person should be eating, what a person should be, you know, taking in herbally, just everything in the environment was so personalized. And I thought, gosh, this has to catch up to modern environmental medicine. There has to be a marrying point. So I chose to, you know, study my graduate and medical school work with a focus on Chinese medicine. And right at that time, because of where I am in Southern California, epigenetics was really just starting to kind of make its way into the lexicon. And mm-hmm. some of my professors were even influencing, you know, that field, helping, you know, with the setup, all of the studies and all of the variables that should be, you know, looked at. So take away any you know, modern Western science, and you sit down with a Chinese medical practitioner, and in, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, you have such a more complete sense of
yes.
what foods, nutraceuticals, herbs, you know, everything that you could be taking in to pro-influence your wellness. It's so fascinating.
I'm right there with you, and we're speaking the same language. I think, you know, I've studied multiple systems of medicine now, and I'm conventionally trained MD, but out of everything I've studied, Chinese medicine to me is the most fascinating for that exact reason. And I feel so strongly about it that in my practice today, one of the key diagnostic tools we use is what we call a meridian evaluation, where we, you know, yeah. we use Chinese medicine theories to understand the weakest meridian. And the most fascinating thing out of all of it is that I can match the meridian, you know, do a full history and physical on a patient, and then get the lab work, and the meridian weakness absolutely matches the laboratory values. So it's just so interesting to see how on point they always were. And this was thousands of years ago before they had science and before they had research and they had labs and all this other stuff. So to me, it is one of the most amazing systems of medicine that are out there. And when we incorporate it into the medical model, along with everything else we know and some of the great work that you're doing, we really have just such a powerful formula for health. You know, the whole concept of epigenetics, you know, talk to my listeners about that. I think that's one that can get confusing. And, you know, it's one thing, and I'm sure you've experienced this too. It's one thing to say, well, I have the gene marker for X, and people throw their hands up in the air, like that's kind of like a sentence or a prison sentence of some kind. Help us all grapple with what epigenetics is and how much control we have over that. I think that's really important for people to understand.
Yes, definitely. So just to simplify the idea of epigenetics, it's really the modern version of environmental wellness. It accounts for all of the variables in our environment that significantly influence wellness. You know, while we are not necessarily a result of our genes, we can so significantly influence the expression of our genes. So, you know, think of it this way. All the variables such as, you know, the water that we drink, the food we eat, the nutraceuticals that we take, even down to our relationships and our spiritual well-being, those all affect our wellness. And that's not really new news to people. But when you mentioned how you can match up the weaknesses on meridians with lab work, that's what we're doing now with the genetic information that we're obtaining for people on a personal level. All of these more subjective, questions that we've asked people, along with things like the, meridian results, they match up to these genetic tests. And so we can more closely say, hey, you know, this wonderful diet that's great for your sister could be optimized a little bit better for you because of these risk factors, you know, something like that. So it shows us that we really have so much power to pro-influence our wellness. If you're looking at the expression as an opportunity rather than a sentence, then it reframes it mentally too, so people aren't as nervous about, oh, these are my genetics and this is definitely what's going, you know, to happen to me. If we're really focused on all these tools that we have to shape the influencing of the expression, then it just, you know, turns it into something that we feel like we can have, you know, a lot of control over in doing, you know, doing this
as well.
Yeah.
So sorry to interrupt, but I mean, I just feel so strongly about this that I think people need to understand. I mean, for everybody out there listening, just understand that this is truly something you do have control over, and that there are tools that you can put into place. And my hope for medicine, you know, down the road is that it would be where you walk into a practice, you're sort of matched, you know, to a certain extent genetically. And then from there, a food and lifestyle and nutraceutical and medication plan develops, you know, after that. And it's a much more complicated way of practicing medicine, but I bet you it is much more cost effective and probably much more rewarding for the patient in terms of the results that they would experience.
I've definitely found that has been, you know, the case. It's a little bit more work for a practitioner, but if, you know, you're walking into a practice where everybody has their specialty and everybody truly is working as an integrative team, it's just fast forward where everybody's going so much, you know, faster.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then when we think about the tools that you can use to manage your genetics or to change your epigenetics even to a certain extent, I know food is probably a primary tool, correct? I'm curious to see what you think about food therapy and how personalized food advice, you know, plays into taking care of somebody and how you would arrive at that information.
Yeah, it's been really awesome to help people dial in, you know, what they should be eating. The best way to think of food therapy is just that it transitions people away from all of the fad diets towards a way of eating that really accounts for an individual's constitution type. So, you know, with a combination of Chinese, Ayurvedic medicine, epigenetics, we can really pinpoint what foods and food combinations will work best for a person's, you know, biology and lifestyle. And the awesome thing about all of the genetic research is you can look at where your people came from, whether they stayed in one region, whether they were nomadic, and that helps us look at what types of things they ate over time. And, you know, for most of us, we haven't been sure of oh, you know, this diet comes out, that diet comes out. So personalized food therapy is just completely removed the notion of dieting. Just takes that word right out of your personal lexicon and kind of replaces it with this eat for life philosophy. You're really truly just eating the things that are always going to positively impact you. So, you know, the idea of eating with the seasons, eating locally, you know, all of those things now are on a personalized level. And, you know, you just spend so far less time thinking about the dieting aspect. And you can match it. You can just match it right up to your genetics these days, which takes all the guesswork out of it for you. It's really fascinating.
My latest book that's coming out in September is called The Superwoman RX. And it is doing this not using, you know, genetic markers necessarily, but using the tools from Chinese medicine, nutrition, hormones, even Ayurvedic medicine, like everything I could get my hands on that I have been doing over the last, you know, 8 or 9 years. And again, trying to type or match people and make this information, this noise of wellness that I call it, make it much more personalized. And that's exactly what the book attempts to do as well. You know, and it sounds like that's something that you would be all over, and also something that would resonate
Definitely.
With you very much. So, you know, when we think about personalized food therapy, and we think about epigenetics, one of the scientific facts that I'm sure you would agree with is that a lot of this is rooted in the microbiome. And the microbiome, for everybody out there, we've talked about it before, but it's the population of gut bacteria that, again, as research is advancing over the years, we're starting to understand is ultimately responsible for many different things in the body, for how your brain works, how your hormones are metabolized, for your immune system, you know, for even things like acne, eczema, you know, so many different conditions. You know, what we are also understanding, just as much as we're understanding the microbiome, we're also understanding that there is a genetic and epigenetic piece to the microbiome. Can you connect those dots for us, Christine? Can you connect the dots between this world of personalized medicine, you know, personalizing your food, personalizing your tools for living healthy and living well, to the microbiome and gut health? How do you connect those dots?
Yeah, definitely. When a patient asks me, oh, what does it really mean that all health, you know, begins in the gut? Is that a real thing? You know, I ask them to consider, well, think of your immune system. Your immune system is alive and thriving in your gut. I consider the gut ground control. So when the gut thrives, so do all other aspects of wellness. And because the immune system is akin to, say, an army that's ready to ward off any invading forces, health has to begin in the gut if we want it to protect us. So from an epigenetic perspective, you think everything that you take in from the environment is, you know, going to somehow be metabolized or processed and influence gut health. So when we dial in food at the personalized level, we're influencing all of that gut microbiology. And the testing that's out there right now at the epigenetic level to map your own microbiome, again, it's just so fantastic, and it's really accessible. I think that's something that's really worth mentioning is that, and I'm sure you got over this with your own patients, everything's accessible now. 10 years ago, it was really difficult for people to even get their hands on any of this, but you can now do all of it, you know, practically free, or your insurance will cover it. So you can map it out and then match it up with, like, your book that you're saying, all the constitution typing, everything just goes together and dials it in more and more. So when you're looking at, oh, each season, how should I, you know, modulate my immune system? You look at your gut health, you look at your microbiome, and that is your direction point to start from. That just gives you so much more information to go from.
And it's so easy to do. And you mentioned, what are some of the tests that you like for people to do? Are there one or two that you can mention for our listeners if they maybe want to order those on their own?
Yeah, actually, one that I love right now is U-Biome. I'm not sure if you've heard of that one, but what I love about it is that it's in beta testing, so people can access it free right now. So that's why I mentioned that one. And I've, you know, spoken with the founders and the researchers, and it matches up to a couple other pre-existing ones. But you can also go to the website to look at the Human Gut Microbiome Project, and they will also help you find one that's best for you. But I really love this uBiome test because you can send it to your healthcare practitioner. Mm-hmm. They can explain it to you because they know you. And so it isn't just some sheet of paper that arrives back to you in the mail and says, okay, here you go. Here's a map of your gut. But right. I love it because it's
figure it out.
Figure it out. It's just, it's useful on, you know, on so many levels. And they're also offering, if you, you know, sign up with them, you can stay in their study. So when more tests come out and the tests are improved upon, we'll let you access those too.
Fantastic. And then one more TCM concept. I know this is straight out of Chinese medicine. Talking about, again, thinking epigenetics, personalized medicine, and the role of the liver. I talked about this again a lot in my previous book, The Belly Fix, how the liver is such a powerhouse in Chinese medicine. You don't ignore the liver like we do in conventional Western medicine. So maybe comment just a little bit on that.
Yeah, if you ignore the liver in Chinese medicine, it'll definitely let you know.
It's all over.
It's all over
if you ignore the liver.
Yeah, in that sense, I think of the liver as a workhorse. It picks up the slack of all other parts of the body. It's, you know, responsible for helping to eliminate what no longer serves us. So from, you know, an epigenetic perspective, all of those variables that I was mentioning, those epigenetic variables that, you know, come in from the environment, water pollution, nutraceuticals, all those things the liver then has to analyze, deal with, decide, you know, whether it's going to help us, whether it's not going to, and deal with it. So, you know, the liver also metabolizes nutrients and biologically useful compounds into beneficial forms so we can thrive. I think it just suggests that embracing personalized food therapy and personalized medicine in general helps the liver do its job so far more efficiently, because it takes that idea of detoxing and turns it into this, you know, sense of we need to rejuvenate the liver on a daily basis rather than, you know, oh, take all these harmful things away from the liver. If we're just personalizing what we need on a daily basis, the liver, you know, can maybe like not take a vacation, but it can relax a little bit because it just is in modern times working overtime. So I think the message is, give that workhorse a little bit of, you know, a vacation time by personalizing all the foods you're taking in on a daily basis.
Fantastic. Okay, so now let's break this down. Everyone out there understands how the future of medicine today is personalizing medicine. It's understanding more about your genetics and the lifestyle factors that influence the expression of your genetics and how that plays into everything from how you eat to how you sleep, how you exercise, the nutraceuticals you take, all of that. And it's something I'm so passionate about that, again, I've just written about it in my book, Hitting, in September. But meanwhile, what is a patient supposed to do? So, you know, they understand this information now, they grasp it. What would be, if you could break this down into three steps, you know, what would be three things that they could do today to harness the power of epigenetics and the information on epigenetics and apply it to their daily life?
Yeah, well, definitely ally with a practitioner that understands epigenetics. That may sound really obvious, but it's the most important part of it, so that when you access genetic information, you have someone to decode it for you so that it does become useful to, you know, take away the fear factor and empower yourself through it. It's really important to align with practitioners that understand that information. And then once you have that info, then, you know, understanding what your own goals for wellness are and looking at the different food therapies, it's a great place to start because we all have to feed ourselves every single day. And it is really a more intuitive place to start with the food rather than medicalizing and setting up, you know, just your medications, just your nutraceuticals. Just start with something that feels really good at the epigenetic level and test it out for 3 months. Change your foods around to your personalized genetic results and see how you're feeling. And people are really surprised. You can then have more energy to dial in those workouts. You look at your epigenetic results and it'll, you know, help you tie in those food therapies with your fitness aspects. So the three things would be aligned with a practitioner who can help decode it for you. Start with food because it helps you be more intuitive about the things you should be taking in from the environment. And then number three is, you know, focus in on movement and go from there, and it'll more intuitively tell you whether or not you need to focus on the medications you've been taking, the nutraceuticals you've been taking. Does that make sense to think of it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I would add for patients too, it's, you know, just connect to your own bodies. I think that would be a very easy place to start, you know, is really try to understand, you know, what's happening with your body, where is it changing, what's shifting, and then don't accept passive answers. Be an advocate for your own health. Chase down some of the factors that you know are shifting. If you, you know, have gone from always being able to manage your weight to now a change, that's a clue. If you've gone from being super energetic to now fatigued, that's a clue. But use your day-to-day clues to understand that there may be a shift, and the way you're eating, the way you're sleeping, exercising, all of those things may not be right for you, you know? So, and I agree that
Definitely.
You've got to have a practitioner that thinks this way, because otherwise you'll be shut down very quickly, you know, when you bring up your concerns, you know. And for most of us, it's so hard to bring up, you know, for a lot of go-getters, it's hard for us to even bring up that something might be wrong. So it frustrates me endlessly, as I'm sure it does you, when, you know, somebody does bring something up and they're shut down very quickly, you know, and then they ignore something that then turns into a bigger conversation down the road. How can patients learn more in general, and any kind of final words for them as we move forward?
Yeah, I think that epigenetics is great because it really does help us dial in what our intuition is always telling us, and to trust our, you know, mind-body connection so much more. It'll be, you know, great for any skeptics who might not want to trust their intuition.
Perfect.
You know, anytime you are starting this conversation, any type of information that you may think is insignificant could be the most significant thing. So always share those little details with practitioners, but you can of course go to my website, ChristineDinies.com, and that'll help lead to more research. I really love Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's awesome. He's one of the founders of epigenetics, so he's a great resource, and he helps tie in everything that we talked about today. So I think those are a few good places to get people started.
Wonderful. And again, that's Christine, Christine, Dinese is Dionese.com. She's co-founder of Flavor ID and is immersed in this world of epigenetics, food therapy, and the implications for your health. Christine, thanks so much for taking the time to explain this concept to us, break it down a little bit better. I hope everybody takes it, runs with it, and learns a little bit more about their genes, connects to themselves, and uses science to trust their intuition. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.